This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right to it. Three stories, or maybe two. We'll see how much we have time for here that make you shake your head on a Thursday morning. It is Don't Do This. And Woods, I will let you get us started.
Well, it was one of the funniest segments we've ever done at the expense of somebody else. Another radio program yesterday, if you missed it, what Late Hits is the name of the show. Two hosts, Jason Braddock and Patrick Creighton, got into it.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking about being petty when you just checked out of a show for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do during the last segment.
You checked out.
No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh, what? You don't even have your microphone on.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been two segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show.
Thank you.
We're good.
Okay.
Dude, that's
dude, do the show. You're still crying. Do the show. I've already cut off the mic.
Do the show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever
bitch,
the hell you're doing.
Man.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Whatever. I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See you.
Go on, dudes. Do the show, bitch.
All right. I mean, we heard it. We loved it. We have a drop forever. It's the greatest thing ever. Now, I wanted to know more. Is everything okay? On Late Hits, Ben, and it is. They cooled off 2 minutes after it. They said, you know what? We knew it was going to be okay 2 minutes after it happened. We gave it the rest of the day. We talked about it the next day, and everything's fine. They said, we've been doing this show together for 13 months. We're brothers. Brothers fight. Brothers fight. They apologized. They both admitted, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have questioned your preparation, and I shouldn't have called you a bitch. And they said, we're moving on. It's all good.
Do the show,
good
bitch.
For those guys. It's good. You resolve your differences. And by the way, it's not the worst thing for your show that's ever happened. I mean, we haven't stopped.
Viral audio.
We haven't stopped talking about it. I'll never not remember Do the Show.
That'll never happen to us because
Do the Show,
we
bitch.
Address these issues before they become a problem. We really
Do
have
we?
Good chemistry.
We have good chemistry.
Yeah. But I don't think we let anything fester.
No, I don't think we're festerers.
You get stuff off your chest.
Yeah, I do.
You're not a bury it deep inside guy.
Not really.
I am. I wish we could, but you don't.
Get it off your chest. Do the show, bitch. Fire away. What do you got?
I get you're going to disagree with me on this one.
Oh, no.
And I'm really not. Even though I don't use curse words myself, it doesn't bother me that other people do it. Especially in a pro athlete, a big situation, I expect it. It's quite all right.
Are you going to?
But Dustin May just so far beyond yesterday. You were at the game.
I was.
And, I mean, it was so loud and so noticeable. The Big Lead even wrote a story, our friend Ryan Phillips, under the headline, Dustin May really enjoys screaming profanity on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much every big out was accompanied by a giant F. Or F, yeah. I mean, right at the end of the seventh inning. F, yeah, F, F. I mean, you could hear it not just in the press box. You could hear it, like, in the gas lamp quarter. He was yelling that loud. I know there's no fans in the stands, so it carries. Even if the stadium was full, you would have been able to hear Dustin May just screaming profanities on the mound. I mean, there can there be just a touch of decorum? Just a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, it doesn't have to be please and thank you. And you know, but he was so loud about it. Can't you just keep it a little under your breath? And you just, you know, fist pump. And
He's young.
He screams at those so
he's,
loud.
He's young. He's very good. He's going to learn. You know, you don't see... You see it from some guys, but I think for the most part, the more, you know, and I would venture to say somebody probably said something to him yesterday. I really do.
I even thought, okay, we're coming off the seventh inning. That's as loud as I've ever heard it, but, hey, that's his last out. He had a good outing. He's done. Then he came out for another inning.
Yeah.
That seemed like a I'm done with my day, F yeah. Not a, hey, I'm coming back for another inning, F yeah.
So you really are clutching your pearls.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not worried about...
What if he said, fudge!
The kids and what they're...
Right.
It's just... I don't think any... You know, it's not even the choice of words. It's the screaming that loud after getting an out in an empty ballpark.
I have a hard time controlling fudge. My language. I have a hard time controlling my language on the golf course.
He could have screamed
badly.
Huzzah, and it still would have huzzah! Been inappropriately loud in that situation.
Yeah, it was very loud. I mean, he's fired up. He's a competitor. He's young. You know, he's got red hair. They're fiery. Ginger.
But, I mean, the Dodgers were mad that Trent Grisham paused for a second to look at a home run.
They're very upset.
Isn't screaming after you strike out a batter?
No, it's okay. It's
way
the Dodgers.
More like look at me.
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's that Dave Roberts has no problem with that because it's his team that is overly aggressive. It's fine. It's fine. We can't do it. They can.
Let's don't do this for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Week 2 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. We'll have our NFL Insider Report. This week, we'll be joined by Jim Trotter from NFL Network. He is coming up next. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.